Lara, live on KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Seems like we hear almost daily about how the recession is over and the economy is moving forward. But President Obama told workers in Buffalo, New York today that words mean nothing if you aren't getting a paycheck.
No matter what the economists say, it's not a real recovery until people feel it in their own lives, until Americans who want work can find it, until families can afford to pay their bills and send their kids to college.
Many in Buffalo say they need jobs, but that city has actually weathered the economic crisis better than many. The unemployment rate there is lower than the national average. This hour, President Obama lands in New York City, where he will personally thank those involved in the Times Square bombing attempt investigation. Here live is ABC's Aaron Katursky.
We expect the president to stop and thank New York City police officers, Sherry, on a day when there have been raids in three states linked to the attempted car bombing in Times Square. The FBI is now holding three suspects on immigration violations who may have provided money to Faisal Shahzad. Prosecutors said today Shahzad is still cooperating and has repeatedly waived his right to a court appearance. They're squeezing as much information out of him as possible, Sherry.
As BP attempts to stop the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico by plugging the damaged well instead of capping it, a key player in the spill is trying to limit its monetary responsibility.
BP has pledged to pay all bills from the cleanup, but the oil rig owner, Transocean, has gone to court claiming its liability is limited under a law that's over a century old. It's an 1851 law that says the liability of a sunken vessel's owner is limited. Lawyers say if successful, that could limit Transocean's liability to about $27 million.
ABC's Vic Ratner. Pope Benedict today called abortion and same-sex marriage two of the most insidious and dangerous threats facing the world today. He made his comments to Catholic educators in Portugal. The Dow is down 106 this hour, NASDAQ down 29. You're listening to ABC News.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and body powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Earning your trust. It's how your Bay Area Midas earns your business. Come in for our secure stop brake service. It starts with an inspection. Then, if needed, we'll install new brake pads or shoes, guaranteed for as long as you own your car. And you'll save up to $100. The secure stop brake service from your Bay Area Midas. That's the Midas touch.
$50 per axle, most vehicles, team manager for guarantee terms.
Police in Glendale, California have called off the ground search for a missing former UCLA student.
22-year-old Nancy Salas disappeared while jogging yesterday. After a night of searching with bloodhounds, police say they're calling off their ground search and will now examine cell phone and computer records. They admit this case worries them.
In a matter of less than 12 hours, we sent up the red flag because we just did not like what we saw.
Salas's keys, cell phone, and her car were left at her family's home. Alex Stone, ABC News, Glendale, California.
An Army general who led anti-government protesters in Thailand was shot in the head today while giving an interview. The government had warned it would shoot those it considers, quote, terrorists. Grayson Michael Chance is one of the most watched kids on YouTube, and today he did his rendition of Lady Gaga's Paparazzi on The Ellen DeGeneres Show.
I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Paparazzi, baby, there's no one, the superstar, you know that I'll
A lot of people have watched it. Ellen had a surprise for him. Yeah, you guessed it.
Gaga?
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Oh,
no.
Gaga.
Her advice for him, keep working hard, keep following your dreams, stay away from girls, and be focused. This is ABC News.
With most CDs, it's hard to know when to lock in your rate. But there's no need to worry with the 2-year Raise Your Rate CD from Ally Bank. If rates go up, you have the opportunity of a one-time rate increase. And with an interest rate that's among the most competitive in the country, there's never been a better time to give us a try. Open an account today. Call us at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A couple of breaking stories out of the East Bay this hour. A fire in the Berkeley Hills and a gas leak in Hayward. First, the fire in North Berkeley. At least one home is burning. East of Arlington Avenue, it's south of Santa Barbara Road, not far from the border to Kensington. Brian O'Dell is a manager for a hardware store nearby.
I saw the flames on the rooftop from about three streets over. There's a tremendous amount of smoke. Very dark gray smoke.
Crews have since called a third alarm to this densely populated area in the North Berkeley Hills. And in Hayward, up to five homes and a care facility have been evacuated because of a gas main break on Sacklin Road at West Street. It's not far from West Winton, just south of Hayward Executive Airport. Thor Paulson with the Hayward Fire Department says while they wait for PG&E crews.
We are monitoring the wind conditions at this time to make sure that we do not have gas reaching any ignition source.
A backhoe working in the area punctured that 2-inch gas line. And a big crash on 680 in Fairfield causing serious problems. Here's Terry Rouse with KGO 24-hour traffic.
Southbound 680 after 80. Both the lanes still blocked, but this is in the clearing stage. Overturned garbage truck back up on its wheels. They had to offload 40,000 pounds of garbage. The ramps from east and west 80 to south 680 now open. Crash San Francisco east 80 before 4th as you head to the lower deck. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and buy filter for just $15.99. Restrictions and details at store. Get to AutoZone today. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Highs in the 60s by the bay today, between 75 and 80 inland. Same for tomorrow after some morning fog. It'll be dry and cooler for the weekend. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News. We join the Dr. Dina Nell program already in progress.
Is claiming that, you know, we've been a little too loosey-goosey about claims, health claims, on food packages and, get this, nutritional supplements. The health benefits asserted on many packaged food labels. Big hot topic at the FDA these days. FDA pushing back against things like immunity support that Kellogg uses on Cocoa Krispies and General Mills for Cheerios. Report by the FDA Institute of Medicine says, hey, the FDA should be able to apply. Now, this is radical. You might think this is already in place, but it's radical, trust me, that the FDA should be able to apply the same degree of scientific rigor to claims about cholesterol-lowering or immunity-boosting nutritional supplements and foods as it does to drugs and medical devices. I never thought they'd ever think they're going so far. It's, why, if I make a drug, I have to jump through the $500 million hoops to back it up, but I can peddle all this other stuff to you. See, the belief was it's all harmless, and that's why. Well, these foods and supplements like drugs have a multiplicity of effects. It depends on dosage and content, and they don't necessarily have a strong connection with health outcomes. We don't want to restrict free speech, but we have to be clear about what all this means. The recommendation, according to nutrition professor Marion Nessel, is revolutionary. Under current law, now all of you know this, the rest of the country doesn't, of course, claims about foods and disease are allowed, but a company can also make more qualified claims as well as using vague language that doesn't mention a disease but names an ingredient or says it keeps your body healthy. But companies make these claims all the time that go beyond the rules, and then they just simply wait for the FDA to tell them to stop. And it goes through some examples. So we'll see. There is a lot of people getting very very upset about all this. And I'm starting to see the emails from the health food people, this is freedom and I should be able to this or that. Well, yes and no. And also they talk about the markers we use. For instance, cholesterol is often used as a biomarker for your risk of heart disease. And drug companies, food companies, supplement companies make claims about the heart health benefits of their products based on the ability to lower cholesterol. But the products may not have been shown to decrease heart disease. We face that even with pharmaceutical drugs. Initially, you look at how effectively statins lower cholesterol levels, but they don't lower your risk of dying someday of a heart attack as much, you see. And then, of course, there's also some rumblings at the FTC about tightening up their ability to nail some of these companies. And I'm reading from a very, very popular health food site represents, you know, industry saying, you know, how this is going to allow, evidently Waxman has added some things to a Consumer Protection Act, allow a rogue agency to simply invent any law it wants, such as, get this, requiring nutritional supplement companies to spend millions of dollars proving the efficacy of their products before they can sell it. Oh, the poor supplement country. Imagine having to spend money to prove your product works. Is this different from Goldman Sachs? They made a product they knew was worthless. They knew it would fail, and they're in front of Congress. These boys have had their way with our bodies for years, and they're complaining they might have to spend a little money, a little of the profits that you hand over to them to show that their products are safe and effective. The claim here, this is going to be all-out war on supplements and vitamins, and they're going to try to destroy an entire industry and imprison the founders and the executives of all the top supplement manufacturers. You imagine that paranoia? By the way, this person has no idea, but the top supplement and vitamin manufacturers are all the Pharmcos. They own the same companies. I like this one. But when an honest nutritional supplement company, of course there's an oxymoron, says something like, blah, blah is good for you, they get threatened with imprisonment or have their entire life savings stolen away by them by the FTC through a series of fines. You know, we all play by the same rules. At least that's the way it was supposed to be. And of course, it's not that way. Everybody gets to play by different rules depending upon your power and your influence and the stupidity of the American public. And then just to rub it in a little, here's a press a press release sent to Heather. They always start, hi, Heather, like they're her best friend. You know, we're just on a list like all radio and television shows are. So this one, they want to put a guest on our show who will prove to us that because, first he says that, you know, cancer is going to be number one killer in the world. Never mentioned cigarette smoking is a cause of that. But he says, because people in India have less cancer, it must be Indian spices that do it. And he goes on to make this this case and then gets into the angry paranoia. And he says, no wonder all this excitement. But why is this taking so long? Does the reason lie in part with the pharmaceutical industry? For decades, the FDA has been trying to change the spices classification to a drug so they can synthesize its properties into an expensive drug. And it goes on and on and on. And that's expertise and that's proof in America today. By the way, somehow they don't mention things like this. More than two-thirds of the estimated almost 9 million deaths of children under the age of 5. 9 million children dying under the age of 5 are caused by infectious diseases like pneumonia, diarrhea, and malaria. And, of course, this is not the main cause of childhood death in this country. There are other ones, birth complications, congenital abnormalities, birth-related asphyxia, etc. But they talk about all these countries, including, you know, Southeast Asia and India, where things are different. So you can't just say because people in one country have less of a certain disease, it must be because of this. Everything is different in that country. I think you'll find this one interesting. Behavioral tics, you know, like hand flapping and body rocking and head banging, are more common in toddlers living in orphanages, but disappear after the kids are placed in foster homes. This is coming from Romania. The earlier the children were removed from the orphanage and the longer they live with their foster family, the larger the reduction in tics. And, of course, such tics are common in kids with autism, but it's unclear whether they're related to brain damage. The study assigned kids, this is kind of a mean study. They took a bunch of kids and kept them in the orphanage. Another half of the kids went to foster care. And, indeed, 60% of the kids exhibited tics. Only 20% of the kids raised to their families in the Bucharest area did. And then when they went to foster care, there was a big reduction. I'm not sure I agree with this. You know, there's a lot of kidding around among doctors and surgeons complaining about obstetricians who, you know, don't make the neatest closures when they do C-sections and things like that. And obstetricians, when I always learned obstetrics, you know, we learned to use staplers, closing up your wounds with a stapler, which didn't seem to me to give the prettiest results in terms of your scar. Nowadays, you know, those scars can be visible given given where people wear their pants today. This says that women having a C-section, and whether they have staples or different types of regular stitches, it looks like the cosmetic result is the same. The problem with me, for me here, is that the doctors in the study knew they were being studied. And so the stitching, they could have done a nicer job with stitching. And a lot of times you're in a rush. You want to get out of the OR, a woman is critical condition, etc. But in general, I have been, and listen, this is, I have no data to back me up, so I don't want to offend anybody. Oh, sure I do. I don't care. I've seen some really horrible scars on women with stitches and without stitches. It's the kind of thing mentioned to your doctor. If you're going to have a C-section, you know, tell them you want something that's at least presentable, and they can do it. They can take their time. We all learn it in medical school. We're not plastic surgeons. If you want a really good scar, tell your doctor to bring a plastic surgeon in to do it right. But there are risks. Women with darker skin are more likely, for instance, to get keloids. We've talked about that, you know, painful raised scar tissue. Smokers get worse scars. Diabetes, worse scars, worse healing. And let's see, anything else you need to know? Nope. Quickly on C-sections, a couple of big articles on it about cesarean sections, comparing one hospital, two hospitals in New York, one with a 20% C-section rate, the other with a 50%, and what the hospital did to reduce C-sections and how hard it was, and a couple of claims you've heard me say before, and I'll embellish with a second article in a second. One hospital, they don't do C-sections just because the mom wants it. C-sections are thought to be relatively lawsuit-proof, and they also let everyone go home on time. But you got to draw a line somewhere. It's been common for hospitals to prohibit VBACs for reasons having to do with anesthesia availability and more tacitly a fear of lawsuits. Residents are trained not only to avoid unnecessary C-sections, but to let higher-ups know if they witness another doctor about to perform one. This is in the good hospital. And then there's a whole article here just on the lawsuits, and they just say it like it is because they list the 10 most common reasons obstetricians get sued, number 3 through 8. 3 through 8. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 6 of them are suits for failure to perform C-section or to perform it sooner. In other words, operative vaginal delivery is on the list, vaginal birth after C-section, shoulder dystocia, neonatal encephalopathy, neurologically impaired infant. All of those make doctors want to do C-sections, and no doctor is going to risk a lawsuit. And so fundamental cause is an inability to tolerate any risk to a newborn, and that's our fault. In other words, they say the fundamental cause rests with patients and not lawyers or insurance companies. The cause is our, as a culture, our inability to tolerate any risk to a newborn. And in the current legal climate, there's no possible justification for not doing a C-section, regardless of how tiny the risk posed by vaginal birth. Okay, Walgreens is backing off that personal genetics kit. Everybody's getting upset by it, and I agree. They got to determine, really, the FDA can't figure out whether this is a lab test, is this in their purview, and is it a medical test, and will this determine people terminating a pregnancy? There's all kinds of in and outs we need to know. There's another article here about genes don't explain athletic ability completely, but they do partially. They were looking here at Usain Bolt's and using him as an example. Anyway, they looked at athletes and they looked at their DNA, and it wasn't so clear that there's something else, and it might also be the genetics of your motivation via neurotransmitters, that athletic drive is maybe important as athletic ability. And even though there's you can have the genes, you might just not do that well. And it makes sense. There's no complete penetrance for any gene that I know of. For instance, if you have an identical twin and one of those identical twins, let's say, is gay, only 50% of the other twins are likely to be gay, even though the background rate in the population is, say, 4, 5, 6%. We don't really know. So you see, even if you have the exact same genes, there's other stuff going on. Now, speaking of athleticism, here's a fellow who wants to break the American record for... You run, I never seen this, I've seen an event like this. You run for 24 hours as far as you can. Huh, the American record's 162 miles. The world record's 178 miles. And I guess, is this ultra marathon? Is that what they call that? This fella here, Scott Jurek, 36 years old, he's going for it. What's interesting to me is he's a vegan. and getting the 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day he needs as a vegan, it ain't easy. And the things he does are quite interesting. You know, a lot of you people talk about, you know, about primitive diets and all that. And if one of the things, great inventions we've come up with is cooking, because if you ate all raw food, you'd be nothing. And wanted to be a vegan, you'd be grazing all day long, just like grazers do. These animals have to spend all day foraging for food, where by cooking food, the nutrients are available more readily, and we can sit down and have a meal in 20 minutes, and then we're out of there. But anyway, I wish this guy luck. But can you imagine running 100 and running in one day 162 miles? I think that's quite a remarkable accomplishment. But it tells you once again, you know, you can be healthy as a vegan or a vegetarian. You just kind of know what's going on. All right, anybody out there still single? Oh, there's a few of you, huh? Well, here's a new way of finding your match. It's straightforward. It's simple. It's happening overseas and maybe coming here. We're going to talk about this one. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Introducing Natria, the new line of alternative solutions using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Sometimes, when I'm telling people about all the ways they could save money on their car insurance by switching to GEICO, I start to get carried away. I'll get to the part about multi-car discounts, good driver discounts, discounts for cars with airbags or anti-lock brakes, and suddenly I'll realise that I haven't even been talking. I'm just daydreaming about savings, and then we're just left with these awkward pauses.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? If your credit card debt is out of control, there's powerful information you need to know about the new Credit Card Reform Act. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all, and that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in the government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494. Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ or 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Wanted you to get the first look at some new initiatives to advertise GEICO savings.
Planes?
I call it flyvertising.
Well, that's a long banner, sir. Let me see. GEICO saves you money with great rates and could save you even more with great discounts. Get defensive driver discounts, good driver discounts, and multi...
Wait, here comes the second plane.
Multi-car discounts.
I ran out of room on the first banner.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
So despite what our competitors keep saying, fact is, we save people so much money that over 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year.
Amazing. That's like every person in the city of Los Angeles switching to GEICO.
Wait, you got the whole city of Los Angeles to switch to GEICO?
No, sir, you misunderstood.
That's incredible. Wonder if we could rename it. Something like Geicoopolis.
I don't think...
Geckoopolis.
Well, it does have a nice ring to it, sir.
Join over 4 million drivers who switched when you get a free rate quote at Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention RV buyers! Good Times Promotions presents the 18th annual Spring RV Show and Sale at the Fairgrounds in Pleasanton, May 14th through 23rd. 10 dealers motivated to sell their inventory. Hundreds of RVs on display with every size and floor plan. Plus, factory reps and on-site financing. If you want to save thousands on your RV, do not miss this sale. That's May 14th through 23rd. Visit RVshow.net for discounts and details. See you there.
Doc, got a question for you. I get this pain at the base of my neck, and it just runs right up the base of my neck to the back of my skull. It feels like a really intense stretched muscle, but it occurs just prior to orgasm when I'm having sex.
Hmm.
It lingers like a really bad headache for about 2 hours afterwards. But prior to that, no pain, nothing.
Huh? How long has this been going on?
About a week and a half.
Oh, really? All new? Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Nothing else has changed in your life, by the way? Same old, same old? Was that a no? Oh, Jeff, we lose you?
Sounds at a gym.
I'm sorry. Go back and repeat the sentence.
I said, I've been going to the gym, working out. I've dropped about 10, 12 pounds, feeling much healthier overall.
Good.
The only thing that's changed.
Yes, I wonder if that's related. Well, first of all, let it be known that there is something recognized out there as orgasmic headaches. It is a known subset. We think of migraines, but we're not quite sure what the source of it is. And it's confusing because it's a little difficult to study. You just can't put people in a lab and, you know, hook them up to neuroimaging devices and ask them to, to have sex and really come up with anything meaningful. So it's a little problematic because there are sometimes, and I'm assuming that this does not happen to you while you're working out at the gym. Is that right? That's a no again. I guess a delay is killing us here. But either way, because exertion, we think, can sometimes do that. Anybody gets a sudden, out of the blue, you know, cataclysmic, we call thunderclap headaches, you know, is emergency. You go to the doctor. So I have to assume you have orgasmic headaches. I would suggest that if this is bothersome, it sounds like it is, that you skip taking this to your regular doctor, and I would just see a neurologist who deals with these things, because the treatment can be a combination of medications and, you know, a little workup just to make sure nothing else is going on. But I take it seriously, and I don't like the fact it just happened out of the blue. Maybe it's related to the workouts. I don't know, but that's, you're not getting the headache. In other words, some people think, gee, there's a lot of strenuous activity during sex, at least there's supposed to be, and all that, you know, grunting and groaning and all that, and maybe can blow something out. That doesn't make sense. You blow something out in the brain, believe me, you know about it. Most people think it has to do with migraine. And then there are theories that other things that can trigger migraines, things in your diet, things that you might not think about, which do not cause a full-blown migraine attack, may be able to trigger this. Orgasmic headaches. So anyway, I think that's pretty sure what you have. That was an easy diagnosis. Now we're going to have to try and fix you up. So I talk to a headache specialist. That'd be the best thing I could think of. Let's talk to Walter in New York.
Thank you, doctor, for taking my call. My doctor, I appreciate for your advice. You know, I'm really confused. I do have problem in meniscus in my right knee, and doctors suggest operation. And after a little while, the knee come into, I would say, very good shape. I don't feel much pain. My question is, should I really go for the operation? I can just avoid the operation.
Well, you know, I can't really give you an answer to that question. I'm not your doctor and don't know your condition, but I think you have a lot. You know, it is your decision once you apprise yourself of the information and the facts. And this just happens a lot. There are a lot of surgeries. We call them elective. And why do we call it elective surgery? The other kind of surgery is emergency surgery, because with elective surgery, you get to elect when you want to have it. We can do it any time. Now, depending on the kind of surgery the doctor wants to do, what you don't want to happen is to allow your joint to deteriorate so much, because the knee meniscus is a little cartilage in there, and you can get along, you know, with damaged menisci. You know, it happens all the time, but you don't want it to get and start enduring pain, and so you start, you know, destroying the rest of the cartilage in there, and then you'll need more of an operation. So the fact that you're feeling okay and you're taking care of the knee and you're going to try some other conservative conservative measures and then see the doctor for checkups, you know, every few months. I think in the meantime, it sounds like you can hang in there. But if your symptoms change and it gets a lot worse, then you may be in for it. It's not a big operation. I assume they're going to do it arthroscopically. So there's also nothing major to fear. So if it's fear that's making you run away from it, think of that too. All right, we come back. We're going to talk about a way of finding your perfect mate. It's science, friends. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is the update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A house fire in the Berkeley Hills went to 3 alarms today, but appears to be coming under control. 5 homes and a convalescent home are evacuated in Hayward because of a gas leak caused by a backhoe working in the area. No word when that leak might be capped. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee has approved the nomination of UC Berkeley's Goodwin Liu to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. That nomination now goes to the full Senate. And 3 people are under arrest in connection with the failed Times Square bombing. They're suspected of supplying money to the would-be bomber, perhaps without knowing what the money would pay for. This is KGO Radio News.
Morning, Bob.
Ready for a game of tennis?
You bet. Then we're off to the fitness center and the pool.
I've got a softball game at 11, but I'll join you afterwards.
Now this is Living. Living the Del Webb Way at Woodbridge. Come see it for yourself. Stay and play for 2 days and one night, June 5th and 6th, and explore the many opportunities that Woodbridge has to offer. For just $79, you can stay and play. Purchase a home that weekend, close escrow by December 31st, and Del Webb will reimburse your travel expenses up to $1,500. Explore the many amenities and activities Woodbridge has to offer. Limited space and must reserve by May 28th by calling 866-4A-GETAWAY. Start living at Del Webb's Woodbridge.
Requires attendance at approximately 45-minute sales presentation. Travel expenses reimbursed up to $1,500 of purchase made weekend visit. Inclusive escrow is by December 31st, 2010. Reimbursement will be deducted from final sales price on new home. At least one resident must be 55 or older. Visit delweb.com/stay-and-play for complete restriction, qualifications, and conditions. Equal housing opportunity.
The following is paid for by Yes on 14, Californians for an Open Primary with major funding from Governor Schwarzenegger's California Dream Team, a ballot measure committee, and California Business PAC, sponsored by the California Chamber of Commerce, CalBuzz PAC.
Things aren't going too well in California these days. Unemployment is over 12%. The state budget has a $20 billion deficit, and it seems nothing is accomplished by the legislature except constant bickering and partisan finger-pointing. Proposition 14 is on the June ballot to reform the way we elect our representatives. If we want to change Sacramento, we need to change the kind of people we send there to represent us. Prop 14 will increase voter participation and open up the process to all voters in order for us to vote for the best person regardless of party. The Fresno Bee put it best, saying the open primary would lessen the influence of the major parties, which are now under the control of the special interests. Guess who's against Proposition 14? The legislature and special interests who like things just the way they are. Send them a message by voting yes on Proposition 14.
It was all good. Everything from the price, the performance, the experience.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. And right now, your tickets to the U.S. Open Golf Tournament are waiting. Visit Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco or Mercedes-Benz of Oakland and enter to win an exclusive golf package, which includes 4 VIP tickets to the 2010 U.S. Open and 5 nights lodging on 17 Mile Drive. No purchase necessary. For details, call 1-800-NEW-BENZ.
It was a win-win. All the way.
During their spring event, Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland have 1.9% APR financing for 36 months on above-average approved credit on virtually any new Mercedes-Benz model. So come in today and enter to win a VIP U.S. Open golf ticket package.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Financing based on a 36-month term at $2,860 per month per $1,000 finance. No down payment required if qualified. Expires May 31st, 2010.
Want a great deal on a fabulous mattress? Mancini Sleep World can make it happen during our President's Best Mattress Sale. This is Randy Mancini, and I've drastically reduced prices on my selection of best mattresses. Come get your choice of comfort and save nearly 50% on Sealy Queen Posturepedic, Serta Perfect Sleeper, or Simmons Beautyrest World Class. Plus, we're slashing prices on the largest selection of bunk beds in Northern California. This is a limited offer, so hurry into one of our 28 stores now. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP or visit sleepworld.com.
This hour brought to you in part by New York Life Insurance Company. In good times and bad, you can count on New York Life for the financial strength to protect your family. Contact your local New York Life agent or visit newyorklife.com to find out how.
Doctor!
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right. You know, if they can't and have not been able to stamp this thing out in Japan, it's only a matter of time before it comes here. It's been going on for a while, but it is bigger than ever. It has to do with people matching up, mating, employers even, looking for a way, and maybe because it's Japan and there's a uniformity to that culture, that this allows people to feel a little different, but it has to do with blood type, ABO, AB. A's are dependable and self-sacrificing. O, you're decisive and confident. AB's well-balanced, clear-sighted, logical. Group B, the black sheep, flamboyant free thinkers, but selfish. And even the president of the country would list, the former president would list his, prime minister, would list his blood type, thought it would help get votes. And then there's another issue. It is, there's a word in Japanese, evidently, burahara, translating as blood group harassment. And it describes a case here where a supervisor in a company, president was the kind of person who couldn't take her drink, and at one company party, she got so drunk, she sent all the B people home before the others. You are blood type B, she said. Get out. And there's a term for harassment based on blood type. See, I see that in the same thing, in a way we treat astrology. You know, it's like racism, sexism, anything else. You know, you're a this, therefore you're... You know, some lesser form of human, or you're not cut out or designed to be this particular person or have that particular job. And they've even done these, you know, eugenics and racist type studies looking at people who've rebelled against the Japanese colonial rule in Taiwan, and they compared it to more peaceful people and stripped of its racial overtones that emerged in the 70s and, you know, that era. And now it's as common, if not more so, than horoscopes in the West. And some firms organize work teams by blood type to ensure harmony. People going on a date or meeting somebody are always asking, what is your blood group? Particular thing about blood types is it's a clever way of telling people what you really think about them, but indirectly, right? Oh, you're a type. You're a type B, right? So it's a way of saying I disapprove of you. So, sorry. In case you thought I really was going to help you meet your match. All right, let's talk. Let's talk to Lynn. How you doing, Lynn?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a question. I'm facing a hysterectomy. I'm 52 years old. Haven't had a period since 2004. So I've had, you know, been menopause for a while. And my gynecologist wants to do a total hysterectomy. Now, I've got a history of cancer unrelated to that area, but he thinks just to be safe, we should just take everything. And I'm wondering if my ovaries are doing me any good at this point.
Yes, this is a confusing topic. And, yes, a lot of gynecologists want to take everything. I never liked the idea. They used to, listen, in my era, they would take your appendix, your gallbladder, and your ovaries. Hey, we're already there. Why not? Right? There is some very condemning literature about this because it finds that the idea that we're going to prevent ovarian cancer in you by taking your ovaries is, and that's a pretty rare disease, although it happens, of course, is balanced by an uptick in other conditions like heart disease, etc., and death from all causes in women who have had their ovaries removed. So if you were my wife, I would recommend against it. All things being equal, now you mentioned a family history of cancer, but if it's not ovarian cancer or breast cancer, or if it's a, you know, female type cancer, maybe that would tilt some doctors' needles a little more. Let me ask you, why are you having the hysterectomy to begin with? What's going on?
I've got a pretty large fibroid growing on the back side of my uterus and a couple on the inside, and it's now starting, I've had it for a couple of years, but it's now starting to cause me some pain and discomfort.
Sure.
But I'm concerned about whether my ovaries at this stage of life are offering me any help, you know.
Well, we think they are. They continue to make hormones, including testosterone, and not at the levels that when you were younger. But the point is that we are afraid that the low levels of hormones they do produce might be protective against other diseases that are more likely to kill you. Listen, a little uptick in heart disease, the number one killer of women, you don't trade... You don't go for that and try to balance it by reducing the risk of a particularly rare cancer. You're going to find a lot of opinions on this, but until these studies that I've seen and every obstetrician out there knows about and gynecologists, I think it's your choice. And yet, women, listen, we could get calls all day long here from women who've had their ovaries removed and are doing just fine. I'm talking from, you know, a public health perspective from thousands and thousands of women. In your particular case, it probably won't make a huge difference. But you might ask the doctor anything else other than ovarian cancer. Ask the doctor to supply to you what the chance is of you dying of ovarian cancer between now and the end of your life. And you'll find that is a pretty low number. And, you know, balance that against these other studies, and you've got a conundrum. It's not crisp and easy. I can't say yay or nay either way, but that's the kind of background information you need to have to do this intelligently, all right? Let's talk to Jane. How you doing, Jane?
Hello?
Hi, Jane. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Dean. Oh, wow. Yep. I finally get to talk to you. Anyway,
good.
Make a comment about the previous caller who was having those headaches after orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was really poor. Of course, I'm really poor now, but I was really, really poor. And I was eating a lot of hot dogs, a lot of packaged hot dogs. And I started, just out of the blue, started having these terrific headaches right after orgasm. So I've always been a person who believed that a diet plays a large part in sudden health issues. So
mm-hmm.
I thought back, gee, well, you know, the only, and I did go see a doctor, and he says, well, you could have bleeding at the brain and all of the other, you know, scarifying things. So I said, well, I don't want to go that route. So I sat down and I said, gee, what have I done differently in my diet in the last 2 months? And of course, I narrowed it down to the hot dogs. I know hot dogs contain lots of chemicals, so I said, let me just stop the hot dogs and see if that does anything. Immediately, I never had another headache again.
Well, listen, I have no reason to, first of all, I definitely don't doubt your observations, and there's reasons to support the implication. It's just difficult, you know, to line up the proof. But as I mentioned to that first caller, there are a couple of studies to suggest that food sensitivities might be what, first of all, we think food sensitivities can relate to migraines, but it's real hard to nail that one down, too. I mean, there's all kinds of lists of food that migraineurs should avoid. And yet doing careful studies is very difficult in that area. And so if indeed a food sensitivity causing a migraine is maybe just below the threshold, and you and then with whatever's going on in orgasm causing the blood vessels to contract and dilate, it might just tilt it over. So I think your observation, you know, has a likelihood of being true. I just can't. You know me, I'd like to back up anything I tell you, you know, with evidence. And in this particular case, it's kind of all peripheral and indirect. But listen, at this time, it worked for you, and that's fine. And eating tons and tons of hot dogs is not exactly good for your health in general. So you probably did the right thing. All right. Okay, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and
and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Wanted you to get the first look at some new initiatives to advertise Geico Savings.
Planes?
I call it Flyvertising.
Well, that's a long banner, sir. Let me see. Geico saves you money with great rates and could save you even more with great discounts. Get defensive driver discounts, good driver discounts, and multi...
Wait, here comes the second plane.
Multi-car discounts.
I ran out of room on the first banner.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
So despite what our competitors keep saying, fact is, we save people so much money that over 4 million drivers switched to Geico last year.
Amazing. That's like every person in the city of Los Angeles switching to Geico.
Wait, you got the whole city of Los Angeles to switch to Geico?
No, sir, you misunderstood.
That's incredible. Wonder if we could rename it. Something like Geicoopolis.
I don't think...
Geicoopolis.
Well, it does have a nice ring to it, sir.
Join over 4 million drivers who switched when you get a free rate quote at Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
John Anderson, month after month, Courtesy Chevrolet sells more Chevys than almost everyone in California.
We stock the vehicles people want. Camaros, Equinoxes, Traverses, and then we sell them at wacky prices.
At CourtesyChevrolet.com, your customers can get an instant price quote.
Just click on CourtesyChevrolet.com or call us at 1-800-256-0800. Heck, our prices are so low, some people think we're talking about used prices, like 10 grand off all Silverados.
Example, now through Sunday, 7 Silverado extended cab pickups with automatic and air, MSRP over 26 grand, your price $16,405.
Why buy a used truck when you can buy any new Silverado for 10 grand off MSRP?
Click on CourtesyChevrolet.com now or call 1-800-256-0800.
If you want to save 10 grand on a Silverado, that's our business.
MSRP $26,405 less 3,000 discount, 5,000 GM rebate, 1,000 GMAC down payment assistance rebate when financed with approved credit to well-qualified buyers through GMAC. $1,000 Toyota Conquest rebate if you currently own or lease a 99 or newer Toyota or Lexus, not available with special factory finance.
Listen, Natalie, you just doesn't quite get it. I don't think. It isn't the hearing that is the problem. It's the itching and wateriness in my ears that constantly make them itch. So I constantly have my finger in my ear, itching my ears, and they've gotten worse and worse and worse over the years.
Well, they will. They will if you scratch it. It's a very sensitive area, and you got to somehow break that cycle. I mean, if you have any moisture coming out of your ear, and a doctor looks in with an otoscope and sees an intact eardrum and nothing else going on, then it's kind of puzzling. Some people, we inherit, actually. Some people have a wetter type of earwax, and some people have a drier type. It has to do with our ethnic backgrounds, actually. You probably have an external otitis, it's called. Cortisone ear drops and putting boxing gloves on your hands so you can't shove your fingers in your ear would probably cure it. Mastoiditis is very rare before the era of antibiotics, beginning of the last century. Mastoiditis was common. It's a mastoid bone. It's the bump behind your ear, that big bony bump. And bacteria would get in there and you get a rip-roaring infection. So if the doctor doesn't think you have that, then you probably don't. But you need to find out what it is, and there's something going on in your ear canal. What you describe in the symptoms you described to me, it's a fairly simple kind of a diagnosis. So you might talk to them about prescribing some ear drops and don't scratch it, and you should do a lot better. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. How you doing, Bill?
Doing fine. Listen, Doc, thanks for taking my call. About a year ago, I started taking some medication over-the-counter for prostate health.
For prostate health? Were you having a prostate problem?
No.
Were you having a prostate problem?
Well, no. I just wanted to do some maintenance things. I know my dad had prostate cancer, and I'm 62 now, and I thought it might be a good time to look to do some preventive things, some smart things. So I started taking saw palmetto, and I took it according to the instructions on the label, which is 3 capsules a day.
Right.
And about a year into it, I noticed my breasts were getting larger.
Well, let's see. I don't want to ignore anything important. Your breasts are getting larger. You're taking Sol Palmetto for prostate maintenance. And I got to tell you, Bill, I was once very hopeful about Sol Palmetto when we went through the 80s and the 90s and all these herbs, you know, the top 10 herbs, Sol Palmetto being one of them. It was one I thought was really going to be helpful for men with enlarged prostates. That's why you would take it. There's no studies on prostate health, and the studies on enlarged prostate, frankly, have been a big disappointment. So I don't think it's doing any good at all. And I don't know anything you can do to prevent prostate disease. You got to watch your diet. You know, prostate cancer seems to be more common in men who eat, high-fat, high-meat diets. There are some other nutritional things, but it's a lot easier to take a pill, isn't it, than modify your diet, because we all love them greasy foods. Now, listen, swelling of your breasts. You know, Sol Palmetto used to be a main ingredient in all these quack breast enlargement pills for women. There is a suggestion it might be able to cause breast enlargement in men, but I really don't think so. I've not seen hard evidence. I've just seen the claim. The problem is that many men in your age group can get enlargement of their breasts, and you need to figure it out. There are other medications that can do this. I just want to make sure we're not missing a case of breast cancer. If it's symmetrical and even, it doesn't hurt you and there's no lumps, it's not likely to be that. But men in general do get more tissue here, because as we gain weight, and tissue starts to loosen up and our skin loosens, it could feel like your breasts are getting larger. So I just can't ignore it. I've seen the look of shock on a man's face when you tell him he's got breast cancer because he ignored some enlargement of his breasts. So I really want you to mention this to your doctor. I don't think Sol Palmetto does much at all, and I wouldn't recommend taking it. And indeed, if it turns out it does cause enlargement of the breasts, well, then there you go. But right now, I can't say that. You could always stop it and see what happens. If your breasts go down, then call me back, because we will have learned something. But I want you to mention to your doctor about the breast enlargement, because it could be significant. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Dell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
For dinner tonight, how about an authentic Italian meal with freshly made pastas, homemade minestrone, and pizzas cooked in brick ovens? How about a bottle of Chianti or Pinot Grigio from a well-chosen wine list served by a smart professional staff in an upbeat and casual setting? A setting that enhances the aromas and tastes of freshly made Italian cuisine. Don't feel like going out? Then why not have it all delivered to your home? And how about getting such a feast without breaking the bank? Amici's East Coast Pizzeria has 12 lively Bay Area restaurants that are perfect for a night out with family and friends. If you'd rather have the food come to you, all Amici's locations deliver at no extra charge, with drivers delivering one order at a time directly from the restaurant to your door. Check out the menu at Amici's.com and enjoy an affordable taste of Italy tonight. Amici's East Coast Pizzeria.
You want a piece of me? Yeah? Well, who doesn't? Everybody dreams about owning a piece of me. I'm big, I'm rugged, and I'm beautiful. I got a coastline that stretches from here to there and back again. And mountains? Don't get me started. You want sunshine? I got your sunshine right here. I'm irresistible. And if you want some of this, now's your chance. I'm about to make your day. But you'd better not come knocking at my door alone. Because I'm California. And if you want some of my real estate, I strongly suggest you get some help.
Now there's some great opportunities to buy your first home in California. And with a realtor at your side every step of the way, one of the biggest moments in your life could be a lot closer than you think. The California Association of Realtors. For your peace of California, for your peace of mind.
Hey, it's Gil Gross here. Still seeing better than 2020 thanks to Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. Now, as many of you know, since my LASIK procedure 2 years ago, Dr. Hiver has introduced a new breakthrough in laser vision correction called All Laser LASIK. It's safer, faster, a more precise way to fix your distance vision. In fact, many prescriptions can now be corrected in less than 10 seconds. So what about you? You're ready to get rid of your glasses and contact lenses? It's a perfect time, because now on your approved credit, you can spread your All Laser or LASIK payments over 24 months interest-free. That's just about $7.50 a day for your chance to be totally free of your glasses and contact lenses. But this offer expires June 30th, so call now to schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. Just call 800-454-2747, 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V as in vision, E-R.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program. Let's see here. Let's talk to Diane. How you doing, Diane?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I have a giant hepatic hemangioma in my liver, and it's on the side of my liver where it's pressing into my stomach. It's a 9.2 centimeter, and it has been growing. It started about 3 years ago when we found it. And it was 6 centimeters. And so I'm just now starting to get, like, heartburn and a feeling that something's there. So I'm just wondering how serious that surgery is, if I were to take it out or...
Wow. I'm not going to get too close to this, only because an hemangioma can be very, very tricky to remove. You know, let's think about a liver. If you've ever eaten calf's liver and you've gone to a butcher, you know, it's soft, it's gushy, hard to stitch up. It's very, very specialized surgery. So, A, if you're going to have it removed, you need a real pro. And two, can this rupture and bleed? What kind of hemangioma? Are they sure it's an hemangioma and not a, you know, arterial venous, you know, malformation? I'd be very, very careful. I'd get a variety of opinions. You may have had this a long time or all your life. It would be important to know if there's any old x-rays that anyone ever took your abdomen. Has this thing changed or grown in the interim? It's a complex deal. In general, an hemangioma, like I'm looking, I got a few of my skin. You see the red strawberry marks? That's a hemangioma. It doesn't bleed. It's stable. Not a problem. If it's something like that, you know, I guess a doctor would have to justify why they'd want to take it out if it's that kind of stability. If there's suspicion that this could rupture or bleed or what, you know, then you have another deal here. So this is really, really specialized stuff. So I'm going to not give you a specific recommendation except to make sure you talk to really experienced hepatic surgeons about it. In other parts of the body, we would leave it. And in other parts, we would remove it depending on certain characteristics. So I got to leave you with, that. Jerry in Illinois, welcome to the program, Jerry. Not too much time, Jerry, so talk fast.
Okay, Doc, my wife says I'm dizzy and I go along with her. But, what happens is I have these, weird senses of different smells like smoke or oranges. And, I quit drinking and she says my lips are quivering like I'm still drinking and, I have an unsteady gait. And I was wondering, does that have anything to do with having a stroke? Because I did quit drinking.
Yeah, well, stroke would be less likely, but a lot of other things. And quitting drinking, you can be left with some, you know, neurological things that may calm down as time goes on. And people who have the beginning of smell and taste disorders can smell things. It also can come from the brain, like a minor seizure deal. So I would take this to a nose doctor and ask them about it, all right? That's the program. Join us for the next one. Till then.
Okay, it's spring, and you need to paint your house, but it seems like you just painted it a few years ago. Oh, now, thanks to Rhino Shield Paint, you'll never have to paint your home again. You heard right. You'll never have to paint your home again. How, you ask? Rhino Shield Lifetime Paint uses technology from 3M that reflects the sun's energy, so it will not deteriorate. It has a lifetime transferable warranty, proven and tested by Mother Nature and BASF Labs, making Rhino Shield the best solution for keeping your home looking its best for years to come. The RhinoShield Lifetime Paint System will give you a maintenance-free home, saving you thousands in repairs. Not available in stores, so call 888-868-7575. That's 888-868-7575. Call today for a free DVD or consultation. Call by Memorial Day weekend and save $1,000. That number again, 888-868-7575. RhinoShield Lifetime Paint.
There has never been a better time to take total control of your home entertainment. It's time for Xfinity, only from Comcast, with more HD than satellite. Switch now and take control with Xfinity Triple Play, $99 a month for 12 months, including free HBO for three of those months. It seems like an eternity, but True Blood finally returns to HBO for its third season beginning in June. Get a sneak peek of the upcoming season now on HBO.com, and you can download it faster with Comcast high-speed internet. In fact, you don't need to be at your TV to catch thousands of movies and shows free through FanCast Xfinity Online. Xfinity TV offers more than 3,000 choices on demand, so you don't have to go to the theater or video store or wait for the mail. On demand is ready when you are, and it's now offering one of its biggest movies of all time, Avatar. Switch now to Xfinity, $99 a month for 12 months, free HBO for 3 months, or step up to an HD triple play and get $200 cash back. Restrictions apply. Call 800-XFINITY and take total control of your home entertainment through Xfinity from Comcast.
Gil Gross here, local firm.